Do you spend all of your time building and maintaining your business so that you achieve the success you envision? Do you feel frustrated, unfulfilled, and have a loss or disconnect from your creative flow? Are you a conscious leader that is ready for change when it comes to society's views on money, wealth, relationships, and what prosperity truly means? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. I am your host, Miranda Mitchell. I am a 2-4 manager who is here to empower and equip you to step out of the box of social norms, guide you into using your voice for inspiration and impact, and support you in finding what prosperity means for you so that you have the business and life that fulfills you. So grab the cup of coffee, get comfy, and get ready to hear the heartwarming and heart-wrenching personal stories, all things human design and jinkies, plus tangible practices that you can implement right now for your personal and business growth.
Hello, beautiful souls. This is Miranda Mitchell, the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. I know I've been a little inconsistent lately with how I've been putting things out there, and there's a reason for that. As we shift and grow, sometimes the energy is not there, and we de-layer or decondition certain aspects and realize that we're going into a new layer of being. So that being said, I have Rachel Weaver on with me today. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful.
Oh, Miranda, I'm so excited to be here and to talk about all the things that we're going to talk about today.
I know. And the reason we are going on here today, it's a special episode, is because we've been talking about this deconditioning, this delayering, this expression of radical expression of our voice in our copy, in our branding, in our business, in our creative expression that brings us fulfillment in our life. So we are doing a program together that dives into those aspects.
I feel like I want to talk about seeing so many coaches in my world, people coming in and feeling like I would tell them, hey, this is kind of what the energy of your chart is saying and what we could do in your messaging. And they would freeze up. They would be like, I want to say that, but, and there'd be this whole lineage of reasons why they couldn't do that or didn't feel safe or just felt like that wasn't okay to talk about that. And when I met you, I was like, oh, you're unblocking the shadow of things and understanding why we do the things that we do and how we can show up as ourselves. And there's so much deconditioning that has to be done when you want to be your authentic self. We all kind of have our own process, but I love that you're focused on that and helping people show up and be able to speak their truth. Like, I give them the words, but you give them the confidence, right? You give them that permission to say the things that they want to say and be okay. So I think with the copy and with messaging, this is my lane, my zone of genius, and helping you figure out what are those words that really convey the work that you do, this magic that you bring to the table, and you help them step in and be that authentic version of themselves by getting rid of any of the masks, the layers, the conditioning that we have around it not being okay to be that version of you. So that's where I feel it all kind of came together. And why I'm so excited about it, because I do think that this is something that people need, people are asking for. I've gotten so many comments back about how they want to be able to say something, but something stops them. Like, you choke on your words or you stumble over your words and you can't quite get it out, but you know it's there. That's the work that we're doing in this program.
Oh my goodness. That gave me goosebumps. I give them the words, you give them the confidence. I was like, oh, yes, the confidence to say the things and know that there may be resistance, know that people may lash out them, know that people may try to project things onto them or put them down, because that's the shadow. We've conditioned ourselves to swallow down our words, to be quiet because of other people's reactions. Oh, they won't love me. They won't value me. They won't understand me. I'm too deep. They don't get me. I'm too different. All of these things, which you know, and all of you have been listening, know I've been working on a lot, is just expressing yourself so that you stop swallowing down those words. The confidence to just like be unapologetically me and to be able to stand in that ground.
Yeah.
The power of your words, because especially for me, and I know there's a lot of people out there, we are emotional. I'm not an emotional being, but I still experience emotion. I don't have my emotional solar plexus defined, but I do take in that and I do amplify it. So when I feel emotional, sometimes my words are all over the place and I feel like I express myself because I'm too much in my emotions.
Yeah.
So having the freedom and the confidence to trust in their words, but then to have the grounding of the correct wording so people understand, that is powerful, because otherwise the emotions can take over.
Oh, yeah. The emotions take over. You start thinking that that's what people really want, and it's not. We do want to understand who you are. That's what makes people magnetic, is when you are standing in who you are and just showing up unapologetically you. But you're right. We get lost in that emotion. We get lost in feeling like, is anyone going to care about this? Is what I'm saying going to cause someone to go and attack us and do those types of things? And we have to be able to show up. And especially if your only avenue of marketing is social media, you got to be able to kind of stand the heat of the kitchen, really. And social media is the place that you can either thrive or you will wither away and no one will notice that you're there. And in order to thrive, you do have to stand in your truth. You do have to stand in your authentic voice to be heard. That's the only way that you're going to be heard.
And it's over and over. It's not one time thing.
Yes.
It's over and over. Even when you're getting crickets, or even when someone reaches out to you and they don't like something that you've said, or maybe a family member hears what you're saying and they're like, I can't believe that you are telling that story. And it's over and over, because that's also the deconditioning.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, it's not like we are conditioned because of one experience. It is the one experience that triggered that, but then we repeat that conditioning because of that experience. So we are going to have to repeat the deconditioning over and over. And as you go deeper and deeper, then it becomes easier. Then it becomes more the awareness of that's there. It is the repetition as well as going deeper into that and expressing the voice. Not just once. If it was just once, it would be so easy.
Oh, that would be so much. Actually, I think about that every day, because so when I first started talking about human design and copywriting, I was terrified to talk about it. Like, terrified. I was worried that I was wrong. That was like the biggest thing. I was worried that I was going to be wrong. Undefined Ajna. Yeah. It's that undefined Ajna going, sure, you might be full of shit. And in order for me to find that confidence, I had to do it in a safe space. And so I created a private Facebook group. And I did this intuitively. I didn't even realize that I was doing it. But I was like, I want a space that feels safe to talk about what I want to talk about without the internet gremlins that are all out there that could come in and be like, you don't know what you're full of shit. So creating that Facebook group, I spent 2 years building that group and only selling in that group, only talking in that group until I found that confidence. And the repetition is so, so important when it comes to messaging, because it changes all the time. It's not like we put a stamp approval on and now this is your message forevermore. It evolves with you. And the more that you talk about it, the more you get out there and just express and just say what the hell you want to say, the more that you find that footing, the more that you find the confidence, the more you find your way of articulating it, the more the way you find your leadership in that message.
Yeah. It's also your own healing process. So as you are expressing and sharing and connecting with your ideal clients and refining your words, you are deconditioning and letting go of things yourself. I love that you said that we're constantly evolving or constantly shifting the way that we speak about things, because if you're not doing that, then you're truly not doing your work. You're not growing, you're not evolving, you're staying stagnant in the one thing.
Yeah.
So you can always have that foundation of who you work with and how you express yourself.
Yeah.
But when you grow and evolve, the way that you speak is going to grow and evolve. Mm-hmm. Most of you can probably hear, when I'm passionate about something, my voice is very confident. When I first started, I was not. It was quieter and more.
Yep.
I didn't get really passionate about things. And now when I jump on and I'm passionate and I'm cussing and whatever else that I'm doing, it's because I've expressed myself over and over and I've released a lot of the fears of, well, what will this person say? What if I'm judged this way? And now it's more so the people that are aligned with me are ready for this, are going to be ready for this. And if they're not ready, it's still going to seed something of, oh, I want to get there. What is my first step to get there? Because you will get there if you continue on working on yourself and growing.
Absolutely, you'll get there. And I think with what you're saying, it brings up how we seem to think business is the old school way of, like, you find a tagline for your business and it's forevermore, like Nike and, you know, Coca-Cola. Their messaging really hasn't changed in like decades, right? Versus the coaching world, especially in the spiritual space and the healers, and we're exponentially growing every year. And so to think that our message is going to stay the same or that we're going to have the same way of articulating it is crazy to think. Like, it's just not going to happen. It has to grow with us. And the more that your message does grow with you, the more that your voice becomes more confident because you step into that authentic way of being.
It's continuing to evolve into a higher frequency as well. So we'll be working within the frequency that you currently are in. That's what you're going to be reaching to reach those people that are ready to have your support into raising that frequency. But what happens is as you're coaching and as you're guiding is as you are teaching, you also learn and grow. So then you shift your niche or your words because you're shifting and growing, which will then attract a different frequency. So that's the thing that I love about coaching is we get to evolve and grow as much as our clients and the people that we support. When you have that extra support of somebody in refining your copy and refining your words and going deeper into the layers of conditioning, just think how much you can grow in a year. It's a huge change and a huge shift that you can do just through refinement and repetition, going back and reflecting. And that's what we're planning on doing here is having the space to recognize that number one thing that is keeping you from expressing yourself authentically, whether it's slowing down your words, not saying anything, using softer words, not being as bold. For you and I, we have the 38 and the 39, which is, it's a struggle.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle bus for sure.
Yeah, it's a struggle. Exactly. But when you realize that's part of who you are, you can use it in a way to help support you to get your message out there.
Yeah. And what I've learned is that when I watered it down, when I was like, this is the safe version of it, I maybe had some success. I maybe had some people coming. They weren't the best people. I love them to death, but they weren't the dreamy clients, right? Versus really stepping in and I'm like, this, I'm claiming this, but doing it in a loving way and showing up and being okay and being that leader. That's what has drawn in those dream clients that are ready to do the work, that love working together, that painful, like, right? It's not watering down your voice, whether you're defined throat or undefined throat. No one should be watering down their message. They're here with a very clear, concise message to give to the world. And it's uncovering, getting rid of those layers and really stepping into, I'm claiming this.
I remember I had a coach actually tell me that people didn't want to go as deep, that I had to start at the surface level, or I don't want to provoke or poke too much because that's too much of a pain point and it will scare people off. So my energy is like in the unconscious sense to provoke, to do that. And my Mercury, you know, is in Scorpio. I'm here to like do that in an intense way. So when I don't do that, it's not authentic. Mm-hmm. And then the people that I worked with, I had to water down how I worked because of my voice, because of the way that I actually am designed to speak and what I'm here to say. So then it didn't feel fulfilling for either one of us because I had to water down and they were not in alignment with what my voice is. I'm wondering that about you. Have you had that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can have success in watering down. I want to say that, like, you can have success in that realm where you're still kind of watering down. But you're
because
not
we wouldn't
fulfilled.
Be where we are. We wouldn't be where we're at now if we didn't do that.
Exactly. Like, have success. But you're not going to feel fulfilled. It's not going to, it's going to feel draining to do client calls. It's going to feel like, I have to push. I have to somehow make this happen. Versus being in that authentic expression and articulating what you do and really owning it, that's when you feel fulfilled when you show up to work and with clients. That's what I feel like when we see exponential growth too. And that's when the algorithm doesn't matter and all of those fun things. We don't get to play in that realm until you are, no, this is my message and this is what I'm here to do and allowing it to evolve.
And even going deeper into online space. Mm-hmm. Some of us are designed to more so not be on the online space.
True.
It's more in the in-person. So it's not saying don't do online, but it's saying have a balance or have a yes and, which is one of my favorite sayings. It's always yes and.
Yeah.
So for me within my chart, and I'd love for you to share yours too, so that everyone can kind of get a feeling. For me and my chart, I have a lot of line fours. So line fours is all about opportunities through connections and being out and about. Plus, I'm a 2-4, which is a hermit, and opportunities through connections. So for me, connection, in-person connection is huge. Going to radical expression self events, going to ecstatic dance, that's where I make deep connections. And then the online presence of my consistency and what I talk about supports me with the people that I've met or the people that are referring me. So it's not doing one only. It's understanding how your energy works and then having that primary, but then also the secondary where it supports that marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree that it's just online. I feel like most of the people I work with are online, and that's why my brain is in that world. But for me, it's not about having a strategy per se, like this is the thing I'm going to follow. It's more about how can I innovate and have a and just follow my intuition and do show up excited and happy to be here, right? And share what I want to share. There, I can't tell you how many times that I've shown up once in like random platform like Threads. Or what was that other one that was a couple of years ago? Like it was all voice notes in the rooms.
Clubhouse.
I showed up initially like in the like, oh, what's everyone doing? And show up and just talk. And I would get clients from it. And then I would never touch the platform again. And that's, for me, it's just literally, if I'm showing up happy and excited and passionate about what I'm talking about, that's all that matters. And innovating on what would be a really great way to show up. I don't want to follow trends. I don't care about trends. And
it's always about not doing the trends. Everyone else is doing the trends.
Yeah. And it's just following my intuition. If it's saying, hey, go do this, then I'll go do it. I've done reels. I've had an intuitive, put this together. I'm like, okay, put it together and throw it out there. Like, but it's more of what is a way that I can show up in my way, in the way that works for me, and trusting that. And I think that everyone can take that of like, what is just a way that you want to show up that would feel fun for you and do it that way. Trust that it's going to work out no matter where you go. Money, clients, and, you know, opportunities, it all follows. I think that's like the crux of, or like the belief underneath.
And again, it's again and again, it's not just showing up that way all the time and thinking all is magically happening.
Yes.
Again and again, again and again, as you're learning about yourself, as you learn, recognizing how am I feeling I'm here, what noticing, how many connections did I make here? Not like, did I receive 5 clients? It's more so, I made a deep connection and now they're referring me. Mm-hmm. So different ways that you get to get yourself out there. So it's learning about what works for you, what feels good for you, and what's in your chart.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the times, the aspects of conditioning actually, we sabotage ourselves because of what other people have said or are doing. We feel like, well, I feel like I want to do this, but they're successful and I want to be there. So I'm going to copy them and do what they do.
Yes. Yeah. And right? Copy them in every aspect. Like, what is their visuals? What is their message? What is, like, all of it? What is their strategy? And I mean, I get why people do this. I've done the same thing. Like, you look at someone super successful that's looks fantastic, right? And you want to go, how did you get there? And the truth of it is that even if you followed exactly step by step what they did, you wouldn't be in the same spot because we're all different. We're all uniquely have our own journey to take. So asking that how question is taking you away from what you really need to focus on. And that's who are they being to get there? And I think that's what like we're doing in this too. Who are you being in your messaging, in showing up and being your authentic self? That's where we're going with it.
Everyone has their own experiences and their own conditioning too. So we all have our individual stuff of why we may not be expressing our voice. So that keeps us from being as well, because we feel like we have to be more quiet or we have to be less than because we've been told we've been too much, or like I have the 1648 and so do you, right?
Yep.
You get like enthusiastic. Before, people would tell me, well, when you're on stage, you can't be enthusiastic. I have to be all over the place because I'm excited and I'm passionate.
Yeah.
So if I'm judging myself on my enthusiasm, and the person is telling me that I'm supposed to be refined and I'm trying to do that, then all this energy is within myself and I'm not expressing myself freely, which is then not attracting my ideal client.
Yep.
Exactly. So it's looking at who you are, where you're conditioned, where you can let go of that, and then unapologetically over and over and over and over step into that as you refine your wording and your copy to get out into the world.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
There it is.
That's it. That's what we're doing.
I love it. So we've talked a lot about conditioning, copy, where people are staying stuck. Do you want to go into a little bit about what this program or what this collaboration is?
Let's talk about the details of this if people are interested. And I mean, we've talked about what this transformation is and where if you're feeling stuck and feeling like you can't express what you really want to say and things like that, that's what this is about. And you're going to be able to, at the very least, look at that first layer and really understand, okay, why am I not taking this next step? Why does this feel so hard? And understanding where that's coming from and being able to clear at least that first step.
I just want to interrupt because I like always having a feeling connection. Can you share with us what was your number one thing that you worked on?
Oh, I feel like I wasn't consciously aware of it until I met you. And it was that I feel like I'm going to be stupid. Someone's going to judge me for what I'm going to say. You know, you brought that like to light for me. So I think that has been understanding that and getting rid of that has been a huge piece. Yeah. Thinking that I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then for me, it was, let's see, others. I can only choose one. For me, it was expressing myself without getting rejected where I have to defend.
Oh, defending. Yeah, that's another way that goes with that feeling stupid, a feeling like I'm going to have to defend myself and I don't want to defend myself.
Because what's wrong? What if?
Yes. What am I wrong?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'm sorry. I interrupted there and I hope you remember where you were.
Yeah, totally. I feel like our hazard charts are so similar. I feel like some of the shadow stuff was very similar. It showed up differently in like quote unquote the life experiences that we've had. But the root of why we couldn't express ourselves or felt our own selves being held back is the same or very similar. Yeah.
I also want to just point out for everyone that's listening, you'll notice I asked Rachel to go into the details because of the wording and the copy. And I'm like the shadow and the deepness and getting into there and the nitty gritty. So that's why you'll notice we're stepping into our individual geniuses in this side. And a lot of people also feel like we have to be everything. And the truth is we can't be everything. We have to be our own unique genius. And then we get to collaborate and work with others that are in their genius. So when we just get to show up in our genius, I just wanted to point that out because if you notice, I was like, Rachel, if you want to talk about it.
I love that. I knew it, but I love that you mentioned it. It's hilarious. Yeah. Okay, so Miranda's going to be focusing on that aspect. So we've got, it's four calls and we're kind of trading back and forth. Miranda's going into the shadow. What is that thing that is keeping you from saying what you want to say? And then we're going to dive in to my section, which is, what do you want to be known for? There's so much in the online space around messaging and the base foundation that we need to know and that is going to catapult everything else here on out is, what do you want to be known for? What is this zone of genius, this magic that you have in you? And we're going to clarify that and figure out what that is. And then we're going to go back to Miranda and Miranda's going to be like, okay, now that we know that, how do you feel about that? How do we feel about saying this?
Oh. And what's holding you back from that? And let's start expressing it now so you get this practice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And what are those throat activations and what is your chart saying? And going, ooh, that feels scary. It feels a little edgy. And okay, let's work through that. And then clarifying that last piece of your messaging and really feeling like, okay, I have a place to start. I can talk about this. I can go out and I can start this process of just talking about what I do and how people can work with me and not feeling so caged and diluted down with all of the world. So in specifics, we've got four calls once a week. So it's a 4-week group program that is going to be an intimate group. We're looking for 10 people that really want to go deep with us and understand what is this block to your speaking your truth and what is your truth within that. I lost the train of thought.
Well, that's okay. Cause I was writing a note. I'm listening to you. I'm just so grateful because 10 people to go deep, intimate space. That is so important in a lot of what I've done. Because a lot of people that I know in the business world, and that's great too, if that is in your chart, is about numbers, making as much impact with as many people at the surface level. Right. If that's in your chart, wonderful. But that's not in my chart. And that's not in your chart. Mm-mm. And if you go deep. So to have those 10 people to really go deep, that excites me. So I appreciate that you said that because that's our ideal client. That's what we really want to, are those people that are ready to go. And some people will go deeper than others because of where you're at in life. Mm-hmm. You're still going to your edge, going to the edge. I wanted to say thank you for sharing that.
it is in both of our charts. We both love getting deep and into it with people. And that's what we're going to do in a small, intimate group. And I think the fact that it's an intimate group helps that whole, I'm afraid to talk about this, or sharing your shadow can be vulnerable. It feels scary to admit that, shit, I might be wrong. I'm terrified of that. It feels vulnerable to say that. So to have a group where it's safe to talk about whatever that is that's coming up for you and to have the someone holding that space for you, I think is really important.
And then having the courage to bring that out into the world. Because if you go into that deeper layer and you have that intimate space, you feel your nervous system has calmed down a bit. You've expressed yourself, you've shared in a safe space. And then it's okay, now I can put that out into the world. Now I can express myself. I love that safe container aspect as far as the intimate space.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what else do we get? Facebook group, community. Oh, the Facebook group.
Yes, we get a Facebook group. So we're meeting in Zoom as a group for 60 to 90 minutes. I think it'll probably go to that 90-minute mark with if we're getting deep with people and pretty easily. And then with that Facebook group, that's the additional support. When you're working through these things on your own in between calls, you have a space to put your thoughts down or, hey, I wrote this piece of content. Would you look at it? Does it really make sense with what I want to say? Is it communicating it clearly? And using that space as an incubator to talk about it and to use it as the playground space of, I just want to talk. Here's what I want to say.
Yeah. And even having that space as a way to express yourself. Like, I noticed today that something came up where I wanted to say this thing, but I swallowed down my words because I was afraid that then I would have to defend myself. Yeah. So it's also giving you the space to actually say the things. So you start practicing bringing that out into the world too.
Yep, absolutely. Which is huge.
So you have 4 calls, 60 to 90 minutes, probably closer to 90. If there's 10 people, I'll be closer to 90 minutes. Definitely. Facebook group, of course, we're going to be teaching aspects. We're going to be going into some of the activations in the throat. May look at what's connected to your throat as far as the motors to see what's driving that energy to the throat. A lot of people have a lot of activation to the throat. For me, example, I have a lot of activation. I feel like you do as well.
I just have one channel. That's it.
Ow.
It makes it easy. I'm like, that's it. This is my channel and here's my lane.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I have a lot of activation to my throat. So sometimes there's a lot of energy to the throat that you may not understand. You learn about what's connected to your throat. What actually happens if you don't express yourself? What are the beliefs that you have about expressing yourself? What have you been told by other people? And then we're going to go into how to bring that into your copy. Who are you here to talk to? Who is your client? How are you going to express it so it's in alignment with your chart, so you're not holding back, so you're actually not suppressing the words that you want to be saying and how you can put yourself out there? So you're going to learn all of these things within the 4-week aspect, which I think is very powerful. And you're going to walk away with understanding your number one thing that's holding you back from truly expressing yourself, and then how to express yourself and be able to bring that out into the world. Is that what you would say?
Clearly articulate what you're doing in your work. Yeah.
Was there anything else that you wanted to share about either our collaboration or connection together? Or do you feel like you're complete as far as what we share?
Complete. I feel like we covered all of it. I feel, complete.
I do too. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here with me, for showing up in this space. Thank you all for listening and continuing to listen. Please be on the lookout for more episodes. Then it's not going to be as consistent. Things are shifting with creatives and the way that I bring people on to this space. I love you all. And I love you, Rachel. I can't wait to dive in. If you have questions about the program, it's in the show notes. I'll also put Rachel's website on there, the link on there, so you can take a look with all the information. So thank you for being in this space. Till next time.
My hope is that you walked away with something today that has opened your mind, your heart, or both. Listening to new perspectives not only help you grow and expand, but it helps humanity as a whole. So if you have someone that you feel would benefit from this podcast and you feel that you want to share, please do. Also, would love to connect with you on Instagram. So please follow me at Miranda J. Mitchell. One last thing, if this episode left you with any ahas and insights, take 30 seconds of your time and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way I know you are loving the content and connection in this space. And if you want to know more or wondering how we can work together, please go to miranda-mitchell.com, click on the contact in the menu, and send me a message. Sending you all love. Till next time.